one of the problems in South Sudan is the entrenched impunity. And so you cannot argue that you need peace first without justice. Peace and justice are the two sides of the same coin, and they reinforce each other. And without justice, you will never have sustainable peace. And for that reason, the implementation of the peace agreement with the governance and security arrangements in Chapter 1 and Chapter 2, as well as the Chapter 5 arrangements around justice and accountability, these must be implemented without delay.
Yes. Now, what are your general impressions of the human rights climate in South Sudan?
It's deteriorating. 6 months of monitoring. In our view, the situation is deteriorating. We're also alarmed by the way in which the incidents of human rights violations and abuses are on the increase. We're concerned by the fact that this is ethnically targeted, and we're very clear that ethnic cleansing is underway, particularly in the Equatorias.
And what must be done to improve respect of human rights in South Sudan now?
Well, you know, obviously education is important, and I think that unless and many of the human rights groupings actually carry out that education, but, you know, the human rights violations can be directly attributed to conflict, and so it's important that the conflict ends. But secondly, those who are responsible for perpetrating those violations must be held accountable. You know, impunity flourishes when the perpetrators know that they can get away with it. And my impression of what is going on in South Sudan is that the perpetrators perpetrate these violations knowing full well that they will never be held accountable because no mechanism exists at present to hold them accountable. If you know that you will one day have to appear before some kind of authority to answer for the crimes you have committed, that's a deterrent. And in this context, no such deterrent exists.
Now that the report with recommendations have been presented to Human Rights Council, what next? What should the people of South Sudan expect?
What I know from what is happening is that member states, the government of South Sudan, really they're going to have to decide what happens next. The options, of course, are to either renew the commission's mandate. As you know, we have said that there's a need for investigations which focus on the fact-finding and collecting of the evidence with a view to preserving it. We've also said that there should be a priority focus on sexual violence. This is not up to us to decide. We have laid our report before the council. I understand that there are negotiations which are taking place between member states and the government of South Sudan, and clearly by the end of next week, we will have a very good idea of whether or not this commission will continue to exist and really what its mandate will be.